Many people have lost their faith during times of struggle. Are you one of them? Actually, at some point in life, this is a common occurrence from my experience. What is the good news? Hope and faith can be restored, just as getting through a car collision is possible. How many times has the unknown been scary? Yet these situations are overcome. In honor of Christmas, which is about Christ Jesus, today's discussion will be about faith in Him, along with some of the other traditions of the holiday season. May you find hope and peace during this time of injury, along with joy and happiness in celebration. The greatest adversity ever conquered, in my opinion, was by Jesus. He faced harassment, intimidation, money concerns, pain, and suffering. Yet He held on to His faith, having a determination that never quits. No matter what is encountered by people or other known and unknown forces, holding on, never giving up hope, Jesus knew one day this gift would be passed on to you and me. A hope and faith that can get you through the darkest of days, hours, or minutes. Challenges were regularly endured, and answers didn't always come quickly. At other times, they were not the answers Jesus even wanted to hear. But He learned and grew through adversity, and so can you and I. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this December 20th, 2014, for Christmas Hope in Jesus. Remember why we must continue to struggle to move through what life brings into our lives, such as an accident, and take the experience and make the best of it, not only for ourselves, but for others. We can learn invaluable insights into the way Jesus dealt with betrayal, hidden agendas, lack, and those only valuing their own best intentions. We look around the world today and believe that it is only with us, this current generation, that the world has changed so much that the answers are far from us. But is this really true? Or has things stayed the same? Only the exterior has become different through technology, changing family values, greater wealth and power for even fewer people. The good news is that the answers have not changed in all the centuries man, woman, or child has existed on this earth. What is the main ingredient that makes the world work? In my opinion, it is love. Loving one another in a way that promotes healing, concern, respect, and dignity. A willingness to share what you have and receive what you don't. This doesn't mean ignoring the bad or wicked things that is encountered in this world. In fact, in my opinion, awareness of these issues makes a difference in the way you choose to deal with the things that might arise in your life. Being as gentle as a dove, yet as wise as a serpent, means having a knowledge of protection and of concern. When this balance is struck, in my opinion, this is a gift that brings joy in living and learning. Progress is made in many ways. Maturity can only happen over time with exploration, understanding, and of course, you will make mistakes along the way. And fortunately, there is forgiveness for them. I need to repeat that because a lot of times people are very self-critical of the things that they do. And you need to know that whatever you've done, it can be forgiven, okay? And you can move forward beyond it so that they're not repeated again, okay? Hope in Christ, faith in Christ, understanding and looking towards Christ can help you to overcome many obstacles. Does that mean it'll happen instantly? For some it does, for others it doesn't. But whatever way your journey takes you, if you stay on it, and persevere, and keep your eyes to Jesus, it will happen. And when others find themselves in similar predicaments, you can provide them with a helping hand, so they will not have to fall as far down, perhaps, as you have gone. Picking up each other and providing insights gives us the opportunity to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. No one will make it by themselves in this world. We need each other along the way. This is why treating each other with respect and dignity matters so much. None of us will get through this life without wounds or without joy. The magical combination for each of us will make a difference in our world perceptions. Adding others' experiences give us added information and clues on how to move forward. By adding Jesus' knowledge to this equation and getting it down into our hearts and soul, a transformation will take place that brings special meaning to daily living and learning. A greater understanding will evolve from your life purpose or for your life purpose. A new way of viewing the world will change the way you interact with others and those things which bring significance to you. Reading a Bible in which you can understand will bring more questions than answers sometimes. For just as with most things in life, simple interest and discovery will bring insights from within your spirit, creating a greater thirst for knowledge of who Christ really is. What can Jesus really bring to the table of your life? How can you know for sure what is the right track? Actually, this is a very simple thing to do, because most of the work that needs to be done isn't done by you. The only thing you need to do is say, "All right, here I am, Lord, teach me." And it's a very simple prayer. Just repeat after me, quote, "God, I know I do wrong. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus died for me, and today my salvation begins. Jesus, come live in me right now. Be my Savior and Lord. I will follow you forever. Oh, I choose you, God. Amen." Then let Jesus do the leading. Let him open and close the doors not only in your heart and soul, but your mind, allowing whatever desires you have to either grow or fade away. Just take it one day at a time, one Bible verse at a time. Wherever you start in this great Bible book, there will be something to learn. As a starting Bible, I recommend the Century Version Bible because it's easy to understand and can help guide you through your first reading. Don't get caught up in all the do's and don'ts many people may place upon you. Trust in the hope of Jesus Christ to get you through whatever comes your way. Will it be all good? I seriously doubt it. Will it be all bad? This rarely happens either. But what will happen is that you'll experience an inner awakening, a spiritual awareness, so to speak, that will bring hope and peace in both good and bad times, and an understanding far beyond anything you ever expected to learn. Christmas, the day representing the birth of Christ, means regardless of how your life has been changed after a car accident, your life destination cannot be hindered unless you give up hope. Try placing this hope in Jesus the Christ, one day at a time, one new learned idea at a time. The next Christmas, write and let me know just how your life has been transformed. God bless you, keep you and protect you, and shower you with a love that's so unimaginable for many. Have a very Merry Christmas.